Leading the news this morning, residents in northern New South Wales and southern Queensland are preparing for record floods. 10,500 people across northern New South Wales are cut off by flood waters. More than 2,000 people have been forced from their homes at Moree and Binagai. Evacuations are also underway at Mitchell in southern Queensland. Efforts are continuing to transport hundreds of survivors from the ferry that sank off the coast of Papua New Guinea. Around 240 people have been rescued. Authorities believe there were about 350 people on board, but that number is yet to be confirmed. Bad weather is frustrating attempts to take survivors to Lae for medical treatment. Australia's richest person, Gina Rinehart, has failed in her bid to keep details of her family trust feud secret. The New South Wales Supreme Court has released emails from some of her children after rejecting her application for a permanent suppression. In the emails, family members expressed concerns about the risk of being kidnapped because of publicity surrounding the case. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has begun the second and final day of his appeal against extradition to Sweden. Swedish authorities want to question him about allegations that he sexually assaulted two women in 2010. If the appeal is rejected, Mr. Assange may be able to take his case to the European Court of Human Rights. Hundreds of people protesting against the police handling of yesterday's soccer riot in Egypt have closed off Cairo's Tahrir Square. At least 74 people died and hundreds were injured during violent clashes after a soccer game in the city of Port Said.